The mayor of North Adams, Massachusetts, has issued a list of conditions required for a paper company to reopen its plant in the city, just days after it announced sweeping layoffs next month. It's been a whirlwind week for the 229 employees of the 220-year-old Crane Stationery plant in North Adams. Last week, 85% of the workforce learned via email that after June 19th, they would be laid off, sending shockwaves through a tightly knit community. Now, as the plant's owner, Cohoes, New York-based Mohawk Paper, attempts to reopen the facility, those same employees are trying to make sense of conflicting information.
They sent out an email last week and just said, you know, the following people need to report to work on Monday, May 4th.
Michael Como is a 24-year veteran of the plant and one of the employees to be let go this summer.
And then they sent out the email saying, you have the option now to come in on Monday if you want. If you don't want to come in, you're still going to get your weekly pay, but if you want to come in, please respond back to this email.
It didn't end there.
And then the third email they send out Sunday is, nobody report Monday while we try to figure out scheduling. And then we're all seeing the reports in the paper and on Facebook about, you know, going back and forth with the mayor and about the safety concerns. Everybody is very confused.
There had been some confusion going into the weekend about Crane's status as an essential service.
North Adams Mayor Tom Bernard.
The company maintained that having applied to the state and not heard anything in either way, that provided them with the ability to move forward. Messages that I heard and others heard suggested that no, they were not essential and they should not be open. And so there was confusion between the company, me, the employees, of what Crane's status was.
Bernard says a state employee from the Division of Labor Standards looked into that question.
Crane Stationery, by supplying print services to legal, medical, and energy businesses, which is to say essential services, is essential and may be open subject to the maintenance of appropriate precautions.
Bernard issued an order Sunday saying that the plant can only reopen if it strictly did work relating to those essential services.
We asked them to take responsibility for identifying how they will, first of all, institute safety precautions and how they, you know, what their work plan is to ensure that they are only doing essential COVID-19 related work, and that they submit to an inspection from the health and building inspectors to ensure that the things that they said they were going to do, they have done, and that they're able to institute, or they have instituted, and they can maintain those precautions.
In an email to Bernard on May 2nd, Crane Stationery's Chief Revenue Officer, Bart Robinson, said that the plant had intended to open on Monday, citing orders from, quote, medical professionals, medical support companies, energy and environment companies, law offices performing essential work, and advisory companies that support small business. Robinson added that while many of the plant's orders could be classified as non-essential, they could be completed and delivered safely, and said that Crane does work for Vice President Mike Pence's wife, Karen. For employees like Como, the push to reopen hits a sour note.
To me, safety is 100%, rules 100% over any kind of production, work, dollars, anything. Safety comes first. So it sounds like right now that they're kind of walking past the safety part of it and just more concerned with the work.
He says confusion reigns among the plant's employees.
They already terminated us, but they're still paying us. So, you know, they might need us, they might not need us. And then people are saying, should we be going to look for a job? I know that they said they're going to keep 15% of the workforce. How do we know if we're in that or not? I don't know. You know, are you looking for a job, Mike? Well, not yet, because I don't know if I'm going to be part of that 15%. You know, so it's kind of like just everybody's just in a stagnant mode right now, just waiting.
Mohawk Paper did not respond to requests for comment on the story by airtime. Reporting from the WAMC News Berkshire Bureau at the Beacon Cinema, I'm Josh Landis.